I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Bina with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. The recent atmospheric river dumped a lot of rain and area rivers quickly rose in response. Rain began in earnest Sunday evening, December 3rd, and by Wednesday morning, rain amounts in the lowlands ranged from 2 to 4 inches, while foothill locations received between 4 to 7 inches and in the Cascades, 7 to 10 inches. During the preceding weekend, several feet of long-awaited snow fell in the Cascades. Not all of that fresh snow melted and ran off into the swollen rivers, despite the myth that was the case. Stevens Pass Sunday had 38 inches of snow, and by Wednesday, snow on the ground had dropped to 19 inches. At Whitechuck, near 5,000 feet in the upper Stillaguamish River Basin, 45 inches of snow was on the ground Sunday, and by Wednesday morning, 26 inches remained. The heavy amount of rainfall in the foothills and lowlands is what drove the rapid rise of rivers. The Stillaguamish River at Arlington crested at a new all-time record high of 21.34 feet, just above the former record of 21.16 feet set on December 12, 2010. The Snoqualmie, Skykomish, Snohomish, and other North Sound rivers also rose well above flood stage, flooding farmland, neighborhoods, and many low-lying roadways, including State Route 530. At one point Tuesday, the town of Sylvana was surrounded by floodwaters. The atmospheric river has dissipated and moved away from the North Sound. The rain has eased as cooler, more showery weather pattern has developed, with snow levels in the mountains back down to the passes. This change in the weather has allowed rivers to recede with no forecast threat of renewed flooding. Unfortunately, with now saturated soils, the threat of local landslides on steep slopes will likely remain through the weekend and into next week. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound Meteorologist Ted Beener.